We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Victor and Amalia Knobs, both in their 70s, attended a private swearing-in ceremony in Manhattan, according to their lawyer. And you're thinking, sure, who the heck are Victor and Amalia Knobs, and why do I care about this? You care.
Yeah, Jor.
Why are you wasting my time? Well, in fact, I'm not. Victor and Amalia Knobs are Melania Trump's parents. And this week, they became naturalized citizens of the United States. Their lawyer, who was with the couple on their naturalization journey, said, "This golden experiment, these doors that are in America, remain hinged open to beautiful people as they have today." Now, here's the catch. The Knobs have
obtained... have to be beautiful?
No, well...
Wait.
Well, maybe to get here on a genius visa, but that's a different story. But the Knobs have obtained citizenship via the pathway that their son-in-law, who happens to be the president of these United States, has publicly denounced. You've often heard President Trump say and tweet about chain migration. In fact, on September 15th of 2017, he had capital letters. Chain migration cannot be allowed to be any part of legislation on immigration. That was a tweet from the president. And yet his in-laws just became that part of that very chain. We had a lot of questions about this, so we asked a really smart person who understands it all to give us some answers. John Keller is the executive director at the Immigrant Law Center here in Minnesota, joining us now. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me. It's a fascinating topic, and I'm glad to weigh in.
Can you at least define chain migration for us? Who do you get to bring in, and do you have to be a full citizen? Explain the chain migration.
Yeah, so first I'd start out by saying this term of chain migration has actually, you know, now come to be viewed in a negative or pejorative term with its use in the last, I don't know, 5 or so years, somehow like setting up this expectation that people who are doing this are somehow plotting to invade the United States with all their relatives. And I just want to begin by saying what we're really talking about is legal family-based petitioning, and this has been the law in the United States since 1965, giving a preference for reunification of immediate family members. So who can be brought in through family petitioning? A U.S. citizen has a legal right to reunify his or her spouse, the children, both minor children and children age 21 or older. You can also bring married children and your parents, in this case, Melania's parents. Permanent residents, people who have green cards, can also petition to bring immediate family members, but the kinds of family members are much more reduced. It's just spouses and children, and married children are not allowed to come.
John, this is Paul. A couple of questions come to mind. Is chain migration another phrase for family-based immigration? How long has this been the law of the land? How many people are we talking? Is this a significant percentage of the immigrants that come in to the United States? Is it via family-based immigration?
Yeah, good questions. And the answer is yes. As I mentioned, when we made sort of our last reformation of family or any kind of immigration in 1965, the preference in the law that was written into the law was that people who are here should have the right to reunify or relocate their immediate family members, and those are defined, as I mentioned before. So that's been the law for decades and decades, that you have the right to bring people over. The reality of that legal process, where kind of the law versus how it works out in real life, is where a lot of people, you know, get very frustrated with the current immigration process. So some types of petitions, kind of the farther away you get from that spouse petition, can take decades for a visa to become available, just because we have an over-prescription of people trying to come in this way versus the number of visas available every year for certain categories of visas.
In the State of the Union, the president's once again called for an end to family-based migration. He says it allows single immigrants to bring in virtually unlimited numbers of distant relatives. Now, I understand your definition that you gave us, but is this in any way true? Are there any loopholes that through chain migration you can bring in an unlimited amount of relatives?
Well, I mean, the president has said a lot of things about immigration that aren't true, and he keeps repeating them, and they've been fact-checked over and over again. You know, this is just the latest example where some of his loose rhetoric in the past is catching up with him. He's also said about chain migration that family members can bring truly evil people with them through family migration. I don't know if he was referring to his parents-in-law or not, but, you know, that's exactly how they got here and got their citizenship. The reality for chain migration is that most people marry once or maybe twice at the most and have a limited number of relatives in their immediate family group. So there's a lot of inaccurate talk about this very topic, about bringing in aunts and uncles and grandparents. And again, outside of the exact family relationships that I described, you can't bring in these distant cousins or aunts or uncles.
You know, Susan brought up a good point. What about the birthers? What about the kids who were born here and then eventually turn 18 if they were lucky enough to at least, I guess, have not been deported before they were 18? So they're U.S. citizens and they're here. And let's say their parents are here illegally. Can they, you know, apply for this chain migration for their parents?
Yeah, so under immigration law, you have to be age 21 to file a petition for your parents. So it's not 18 like it is in regular, you know, family-based law when you become an adult. Under U.S. immigration law, to petition for your parents, you have to be 21, first of all. And second, for persons whose parents entered the country without a visa or illegally, the visa process, visa petitioning process is extremely difficult and sometimes impossible. So, you know, studies have looked at Dreamers and calculated that even if they were given citizenship, the estimate is that they would probably bring in one additional relative. And again, that flies in the face of a lot of the rhetoric that's out there. But the reality, and we see it every day with our clients, of yes, you have a citizen child who's 21, but because you entered illegally, under the law that's been in place since 1996, that parent now would have to return to their home country and wait 10 years as a penalty for having been here illegally. And most
years.
People, yeah, you know, that's a risk that that most people are just reluctant to undertake. It's
sure.
A pretty punitive system.
Hey, John, last question, 30 seconds if you can. The numbers, and forgive me if I miss this, but is there a rough estimate how many people come in via family immigration
yeah.
every year? And has this number increased or decreased over time?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't respond the first time. The way the immigration law is set up, as I said, since 65, gives a preference to family-based petitions. So the estimate is from immigration itself that about two-thirds of all legal permanent migration today comes via family-based petitions. And that's been the case, you know, over the last many decades, that preference is written right into our law, that family-based is the way to immigrate permanently for people who want to come and work, whether it be in agriculture or at the Mayo Clinic. It's a much more, there's a much smaller category of permanent visas for those different types.
So to change the law, Congress would have to ultimately change this, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And every proposal the president has championed, you know, from the Dreamer legislation package to the most recent efforts, all have favored his preference, and Stephen Miller, his advisor on these issues, preference is to eliminate the very category that his in-laws came on.
All right. Well, we appreciate your perspective. John Keller, Executive Director of the Immigrant Law Center, thank you so much for joining us today, John.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.